The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Henry McKean is with us in studio because Irish farmers have been welcoming plans from the European Parliament to restrict what are described as cynical vegetarian and vegan food producers from using words such as sausage and burger, and if you're there, schnitzel, to describe their products. Henry, good evening.
Jonathan, yeah, good evening, Jonathan. It is a really interesting one because dairy farmers here in Ireland, they're saying the words like hijacking of traditional farming terms, and they're saying it's a deliberate and cynical way to basically constitute a breach of any Trade Descriptions Act. And farmers, they also go on and say that these particular labels should just be reserved for animal-derived products, like steak, for example. They're also saying that that's misleading consumers. And this is what the farmers are saying. Here is a dairy farmer. He's joining us from Tipperary. It's former ICMSA president, Pat McCormack.
The big issue for animal protein producers, food producers, is the fact that the name, whether it is burger or ice cream or sausage or whatever the case may be, is being used when they're actually alternative foods. If those foods had the nutritional value associated with the actual primary food, I believe they'd be called something else and that they'd make it in their own right. It seems as if it is hijacking or jumping on the name and the presence and the reputation of traditional animal bovine protein foods. Soya milk, coconut milk, why not call them coconut juice or soya juice? That's the reality of it. Equally, ice cream and the various beef. But very interestingly, ironically, I was at a wedding last Saturday in the kingdom, and I was talking to a butcher who is one of the few butchers, I suppose, at this stage across the country who have their own abattoir. And he tells me that business is thriving. People are turning back to animal proteins, in particular to the red meat, because they want to be sure they're getting a food value for their euro. And in returning to their local butchers, they're getting their proteins and they're getting a bang for their buck.
Yeah, ICMSA, former ICMSA President Pat McCormack. Henry McKean, I know you a long time. A vegan sausage has never crossed your lips. I can say that with certainty. But you, but that means that you were not the, you weren't the journo who broke this story, but you've been speaking to the man who did.
And I will say I've eaten vegan food by mistake. Normally it's by mistake. I wasn't paying attention when I ordered
Can I tell you my horrible vegan story before we throw to the clip?
Yeah.
Is that the other way you and I would spend a lot of time driving around, and I pulled into one of the petrol stations in Portlaoise to get a cup of tea. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Poured the tea, and I spent about 20 minutes going, something wrong. That milk is off. There's something wrong. And I'd put oat milk in it. And
oh, no.
I don't think I was ever as disappointed in my entire life.
Yeah, I've accidentally had oat milk. I think it's now called oat water. That's something that the farmers have managed to change at the EU, or oat juice, but not milk. And you're right, this particular story, and that sounds horrible. I don't know how you managed to continue saying that. Lots of our listeners out there do love a little bit of oat water, or I'll say it or get into trouble, oat milk, and why not? But yeah, we did speak to the leading journalist who broke this story.
Conor Pope, the consumer affairs correspondent with the Irish Times.
Conor, why do people get so heated about vegan sausages?
Well, I guess some people do, and I can kind of understand the farming lobby's irritation, because they believe that vegan producers and vegetarian producers are trying to piggyback, if that's not the wrong word, on the work that they've been doing for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And then on the other side of that, you have the people who eat vegan and vegetarian sausages, the people who make those products, going, well, you have no ownership rights of these words.
And, you know, even the word like oat milk, I just saw a carton there and it's now saying oat water. It works there.
Yeah, it did work there. But I think the farming lobby and the members of the European Parliament who are pushing this might have a much tougher battle when it comes to words like sausage or when it comes to words like burger. And for a very simple reason, the word sausage, its etymology goes back to Roman times. So basically it means salted meat. I don't think there's any farmer in Europe who can claim ownership of that particular word. word. Similarly, when it comes to the word burger, some of your listeners will know that that refers to a Hamburg steak, which then became a hamburger, which now has become a burger. So the only people who can claim ownership of the word burger are the people of Hamburg, not the farmers around Europe. So I don't think that's a runner for these people.
So would you call it like a vegan finger? I mean, that's even weirder because it's still kind of, it could be meat.
Exactly.
What would you call it? What would you call a sausage?
Well, I mean, a vegan tube doesn't sound exactly very attractive. A vegetarian patty. I mean, there isn't really a good name for these products. And I think that's why vegetarian and vegan producers have used the nomenclature that we're already familiar with. That's why a vegetarian sausage resonates with people, or a vegan burger. And to be perfectly honest, I don't think there's any consumer who's going to walk into any supermarket anywhere in the world and buy a vegetarian sausage thinking that it might actually be a real sausage. It's just not going to happen.
Connor Pope there. One listener says, vegans hijacking the sausage's reputation, really, is the farming ego really that fragile? And someone else making the point that vegans can call their products sausages. I've no problem with the term oat milk, but some farming terms are sacred. If they ever start using the word slurry to describe hummus, I'll take to the streets myself, says that listener. And one of the streets they'd be taken to, you visited earlier on today, a vegan-friendly area of the capital.
Yeah, and you know, parts of Cork and parts of Dublin are very, very vegan friendly. I visited basically the vegan capital of Ireland, Stony Batter in Dublin 7, named by Time Out magazine as one of the world's coolest neighbourhoods. And I often see you there, Jonathan, when you finally get out of the rebel county, kind of wandering around trying to look cool. Well, you are cool.
I know, you're mixing me up with Shane Coleman. That's what's happening there. Go on.
Oh, no, he's slightly up the road, just a little bit up the road. So he's not quite there, but he's still in Dublin 7. Here are customers from Slice, vegan and meat eaters.
I think they should be able to call them sausages and burgers to describe what kind of food it is.
So vegan sausage,
I think,
you know, it's made of vegetables.
Yeah, because as well, I think I'd noticed because I was vegan for about a year before, so I like pay attention to the menu, you know, from that. Like,
so what was it like being a vegan for a year?
I liked it at the time, but then when I slowly introduced meat again, I realised how much I missed it. And to be honest, it was the burgers and the sausages and stuff that I missed. Like, the kind of processed stuff, the real tasty stuff, yeah, rather than like the steak and stuff, you know?
So you missed the old-fashioned processed hamburger made of beef?
Yeah, the spicy sausages.
Do you think they'd have to call them something else? It would be like a, it would be called a vegan roly-poly instead of a sausage, or a
no,
vegan
pate?
No,
I think they should keep calling them a vegan sausage and a vegan burger, because I think it's more confusing if you give it a new name.
It's word vegan, and you know it's not beef and it's not meat, so why not just let them be what it is, and why confuse customers?
The burger is a dish, right? It's made of bun, patty, and things. If the patty is meat, it's a burger. If the patty is vegan, it's a burger.
Like, when you think sausage, when you think burger, it does bring all your connotations, which were meat-based in my childhood anyway. I think, yummy. There is an advantage to having that label to their product. At the same time, we got to encourage a little less meat eating to save all our environments. So I wouldn't come down heavily on either side. I can see why they're irked by it, but I can see the bigger picture.
Are you trying to save the planet and eat less meat?
Yes, I am. I am, yeah.
And in restaurants, you sometimes get confused. I know I did. I ordered a vegan chicken breast, and I got really confused because it just had bits of mushroom inside and it was covered in batter. And yeah, I just ordered the wrong thing. Does that ever happen to you?
I haven't had that actually, no, Henry. No, that hasn't been my experience.
You know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing, exactly. Just not on the radio.
You met your match there, Henry, to be fair. Like, this is a nightmare for restaurateurs, because it and a lot of restaurants do this, and I've actually eaten some vegan food that is nice. It's possible that it can happen.
But then, lovely.
Yeah, if they can't call the vegan sausage the vegan sausage, it's hard to make something called vegan tube attractive. Isn't it?
It's really difficult. And just to say that the EU authorities right now, they're basically saying, yes, you can call it a vegan burger or a veggie burger, but you've got to label it correctly. And that's allowed. And they're looking at perhaps changing that. And yeah, exactly. What will we call these items? Will it just be called like a veggie lump or a vegan... I don't know, kind of...
They're not going to put you in charge of labelling it anyway. If the best thing you can come up with is a veggie lump.
You've got to give it some sort of sexy label. Some sort of, I don't know, vegan planet or something that you're helping the planet. But I did get to speak to the manager and owner of Slice and Stony Batter, a vegan-friendly restaurant.
So my name's Ray O'Neill and I own Slice here in Stony Batter. We have a good few vegan options on the menu. We have a good few vegan customers. So, I mean, I don't see a major issue with calling vegan sausages in general, as long as it's clearly labelled that it's vegan and maybe there's a stipulation that vegan has to be the first word or whatever, you know, because we do a lot of variations on our menu of... you know, making dishes vegan and things like that. So as long as it's very clear for people, I don't see a major issue with it, you know.
So you would offer vegan alternatives, maybe not vegan sausages and vegan burgers. Can you understand why farmers in Ireland and at EU level want food producers to drop these names like vegan sausages and they feel their sausage should only be meat? Are they going too far or can you see their point?
Well, I can totally see where they're coming from. You know, like a you know, traditionally a sausage is a pork sausage. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a major issue with it, as long as it's clearly labelled on packaging. You know, that it's vegan or vegetarian or whatever it may be. But yeah, as long as it's clearly labelled, I don't see a major issue with it.
Henry McKean speaking to the owner of Slice Restaurant in Stony Batter. Sounds very nice, actually. There, nice friendly environment in the background. I'm sure that we'll still call them sausages and burgers, even if the label calls them something else. Henry, thank you very much for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.